Hi everyone, Tony from Hack the Movies here, and today we're going to talk about the live-action Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas movie, and we're going to figure out, is it a good adaptation, or did it miss the point of the book? Let's find out on this episode of Talking About Tapes. You know what would make the best gift this year? It's not a cowboy on an ostrich or a squirt gun that shoots jelly. It's a pair of super comfortable and stylish Vessi shoes. These babies are lightweight and super comfy. They're my favorite shoes I've ever worn. Vessis are 100% waterproof, and their Dymatex material keeps your feet dry on the rainiest days. I go for a lot of walks these days at the parks near my house, and I need something that can keep my feet feeling good when I'm going up and down the hills. And now that the weather is changing, I need shoes that'll keep my feet dry if it rains or if I step in any puddles. Vessis are the perfect gift under the tree and for your feet. Check out their holiday sale at vessi.com/hackthemovies. Get the style and size you want now before they sell out. If you miss the sale, use code HACKTHEMOVIES for 15% off your entire order. And of course, I'm going to start off the holiday season with my good friend...
What's the problem?
Oh, it's just Johanna. Sorry. I thought a horrible monster was...
You dick.
There you go.
Oh, you know what? No, keep that on.
Actually worked pretty well. So yes, Johanna is here, and we're talking about How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Jim Carrey. He just quit Twitter.
He did?
I didn't know he had a Twitter.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, he posted like awful paintings and he just bitches about politics left and right. Oh,
okay. So
we are talking about this. It was just announced there's a movie coming out called Mean One, which I have to look up how they, because I know Winnie the Pooh fell in public domain, but I'm not sure about Dr. Seuss. So I don't know how this happened. But anyway, it's a movie that stars Art the Clown from Terrifier as a killer Grinch. And when I saw that trailer, you know what I said, Johanna? I said, what kind of sick person, what kind of awful person would take a beloved character like the Grinch and make them a murderer? I'd like to point out that we have a new short coming out called Die Hard, but it's a Christmas movie where we replaced Hans Zuber. Where we replaced Hans Gruber with a violent murdering Grinch played by Johanna. Total coincidence. I didn't know about that movie coming out.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, we wrote it a few months back and we've been filming it all November. And yeah, I saw the trailer for that. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, well, oh well. But anyway, yes, watch our trailer. We're going to finally end the debate if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. We're taking Die Hard and we're making it a Christmas movie once and for all. But back to the Grinch. Now, I love the original story.
Yeah. The movie?
The animated movie is one, probably my favorite. I mean, I don't watch any more cartoons are for children, but I used to watch it all the time as a child. I would love when the Grinch came on. I remember it would like play three nights in a row.
It'd be like once. What, ABC Family, the 24 Nights of Christmas? Is that what it was called?
Yes. I remember one year it played like three nights in a row and I made sure to watch it every single night.
It's good.
I haven't watched it in a really long time.
I watch it every Christmas. Like it's
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm an adult now, so I'll never watch it. Cartoons are for children.
Live a sad, sad life.
But I remember really, really loving it. It's a fun story. It's got a nice message written by Dr. Seuss, who hated children and was a real, real weirdo, apparently. He was a real asshole, apparently.
Bob Saget?
No, Bob Saget was awesome. He made Dirty Work.
Just like think about like his persona on like TV and then how he actually is.
Oh, right.
Is it that type of, or is it like he was actually
no,
like
apparently
an
he
asshole.
Was just like a real weirdo.
Huh.
Anyway, really, really good story. Now, this movie is written by Jeffrey Price and Peter S. Seaman. Well, they wrote movies such as Trenchcoat. You probably never heard of that one, but they also wrote Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Hmm. Great movie. They wrote Doc Hollywood. Then they wrote Wild Wild West, starring Will Smith. They wrote...
I have a special place in my heart for Wild Wild West. It's so bad, but it's...
Then they wrote this, and then they wrote The Last Holiday, which I believe is a Queen Latifah movie. The last film credit I have for them is Shrek the Third. So they wrote the first bad Shrek movie. I didn't see four, but three was pretty bad.
I mean, four is okay. Ian loves it. Mm. But it's universally known that the third Shrek is like really bad.
Yeah, I remember being in theaters being like, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, directed by Ron Howard, produced by his company, Imagine Entertainment. So I have here from good old Wikipedia. Mm. Because there, if you ever wonder, there's not a lot of Dr. Seuss movies. They exist, but there's not a lot of them. So before his death in 1991, it says Dr. Seuss refused offers to sell the film rights to his books. After his death, however, his widow, Audrey Giselle, or Giselle, I guess, agreed to several merchandising deals, including clothing lines, accessories, and CDs. And then it says here in July 1998, her agent announced that she would auction the film rights for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But you had to pitch your ideas to them, and you had to be willing to pay $5 million for the material and hand over 4% of the box office, 50% of the merchandising revenue and music-related material, and 70% of the income from book tie-ins. So she made a nice fucking coin from this.
Damn.
The letter, this is the most interesting thing. The letter that she wrote for this stated, any actor submitted for the Grinch must be of comparable stature to Jack Nicholson, Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman, and Jim Carrey. So,
yeah,
you could see how he was a shoo-in for this one. Probably the best choice out of all those.
I can still see it for Robin Williams, but I think it's a little more goofier. Like, it's more Jim Carrey.
Plus,
I mean?
it completed his green trilogy of The Mask, Batman Forever, and The Grinch.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of people submitted ideas. She turned them all down. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard pitched their idea, and apparently she liked it enough to give it to them. And while reading the book, Ron decided he liked Cindy Lou Who and that she should be a main character. So this is woke, and Ron Howard's woke. And you know how I know he's woke? He directed Solo for Kathleen Kennedy. So he's ruining Star Wars, and he started by ruining The Grinch Stole Christmas. Now, anyway, let's move on. Your silence means you're agreeing with everything I'm saying. Now, this is... It's chilly.
Gets the job done.
For the podcast listeners, Johanna picked up my jelly gun.
Oh, this is yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yoink.
No, I have the whole set. You can't take it from me.
Now you have a missing one.
My little cousin, Julia, in like 2009, we had a Christmas party and she like took the Rudolph. And we had to be like, I'm like, no, it's fine. She's a little girl. She doesn't understand, but she needs to give that back. We have the entire set. So she had like approval over what would go in the script and whatnot. And this would not fly today. This kind of hatred.
My God.
This kind of bigotry would not fly today. Today, when we have representation, there was a joke in the script about Whos that lived in Whoville that did not have a Christmas tree or presents, and they were called the Whosteens.
Oh, no.
So good old Giselle was like, nah, get them out. So she removed Jew-Whos from the live
Jew-Whos.
I couldn't believe that. I'm like, wait a minute, because there's a lot of like pretty like raunchy sex jokes in this, but like a joke about Jew-Whos would have been fine. And that was the one where
I wonder if she was trying to be like gatekeepy with like Christmas stuff, you know what I mean, where she's like, oh, they don't celebrate Christmas, well, they don't deserve to be here.
She's like, no, the Whos are Catholics that celebrate Christmas, because they kind of are when you think about it. So I couldn't believe that. I really want to see Jew-Whos now. See what they would look like. But also, she had them remove they were going to have a stuffed trophy of the Cat in the Hat on the Grinch's wall, like a background, like Easter egg.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, get that Easter egg out of
there. That live action movie is bad.
You notice there was never one again?
Yeah, I know.
And this is pretty funny. I mentioned the writers earlier, but there were three additional writers that came in to do uncredited rewrites. Alec Berg, David Mendel, and Jeff Schaefer. And you know what little TV show they worked on? It's a little TV show. She probably watched a couple episodes. It was like, these guys know what comedy is. It was called Seinfeld. They wrote for Seinfeld.
I swear to God, you slip in Seinfeld every episode.
I'm shocked a good old Giselle was even watching Seinfeld after she got rid of the Jew.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I really want to see what the Whosteens look like now.
It would have been really stereotypical, I think. I think that would have been bad.
I really want to know what he looks like. Anyway, apparently Rick Baker designed the makeup, and Jim Carrey was an asshole to everyone on set, to the point, like, the one makeup person would be like, you have to stop or we're never going to finish this movie. This is when Jim Carrey was in his real asshole phase. Like, you ever see Man on the Moon?
Yeah.
And they did that documentary of how he was, like, such in character, and he became Andy Kaufman. And then everyone who actually knows Andy Kaufman, like Jerry Lawler, is like, no, Jim Carrey's a fucking asshole. Like, no, I knew Andy Kaufman. He was, like, nice and, like, a fun dude. Jim Carrey's a fucking weirdo.
I don't remember Jim Carrey not being an asshole.
I mean, like, behind the scenes on set, he was apparently, like, a real...
No, that's what I mean.
Oh. Well, anyway, I was excited for this movie when it came out.
Yeah.
Because I love the cartoon. I'm like, live action?
Great. And like, you're a child at this point, whatever, so, like, you love Jim Carrey because, like, Ace Ventura and yeah. like, all that.
And remember, this is, like, I always say, like, the 90s. Like, there was a big step in, like, and this is, like, the tail end of the 90s. It's 2000.
Yeah.
So this is, like, hey, we're taking all this old stuff, but we're giving it new life. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. People are very split on the Flintstones movie.
Yeah.
But taking like an animated thing and making it live action, this was the time to do it. Digital effects were getting really, really good at this point. And there's some really good digital stuff in here. But I do have some issues with the film. A lot of people...
Soundtrack's great. The
soundtrack's good.
You know who did it?
Who?
James Horner.
Well, he
know
did.
What else he did? Titanic.
He did.
I love
he did.
Titanic.
So yeah, I was very excited. I used to watch this movie all the time around
the
Christmas season.
I still watch
it
all the time.
I watch it less and less as I get older.
Really?
And I found that, like, as I got, because we were the target demographic, we didn't really know. But I, like, when you look into, like, the reviews of it, people are kind of like, hey, this isn't really in spirit with the book. It kind of misses the point. Or it takes a really long time to get to the point.
It takes a long time to get to the point.
I know Nostalgia Critic, good friend Nostalgia Critic, who will be in our Die Hard But It's a Christmas movie. He has a cameo. Him and Malcolm have cameos in it. I remember his review. He complained. I'll probably repeat some of the stuff he said, but I think he complained about that too, where it kind of missed the point. But yeah, we're going to go through this movie and see if that's true. Now, the movie starts. Anthony Hopkins narrating.
Yeah.
Ask any who, and they'll have this to say, there is no place like Whoville around Christmas Day.
We love Anthony Hopkins.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
You know what a good movie Anthony Hopkins is in? Red Dragon. And we did a really good episode on that. On every,
you know what? I actually really like that episode.
Yeah, of every Red Dragon adaptation, and sons of bitches didn't watch it. I met Tom Noonan afterwards. Mm. Anyway, Anthony Hopkins narrates, and if I remember right, because I was like looking, I would always watch like the behind the scenes stuff when they were showing it. I think he recorded all his stuff in one day, which makes sense. But yeah, Anthony Hopkins was big at the time because they just brought Hannibal back and whatnot. So apparently, I don't like this. Apparently all of Whoville is in a snowflake?
Yeah, it's a snowflake. It's like, what happens when it melts?
That's a good point. How does Santa get to the snowflake?
Just die?
Is there a different Santa within this snowflake, separate from the other Santa?
Or maybe it's just the same Santa. He's just making his rounds.
I don't like
he the does whole... the houses and the snowflakes.
I don't like the snowflake
and
thing.
The snowflake thing was weird.
That was fucking dumb.
Yeah.
They just live in Seuss land.
It melts. Like, what happens?
They all die. That's why there's no sequel to this.
Everything's happy at the end. All of a sudden, just like a mass. No!
So we see Mount Crumpet, good digital paintings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We go into Whoville, and I have it here. The Whos are annoying as hell in this. They suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
God, they're awful. And how do you
they're
feel?
Awful people.
How do you feel about the look of this film?
Like. It's like dark, you mean? Like the
yeah.
Okay.
People have pointed out, they're like, the designs are good and the colors are there, but it's color corrected to be like real drab.
It's dark. Yeah.
Why did they
do
that?
I don't even think they brighten it up at the end. Because I was thinking, because you know how sometimes it like starts off dark, whatever, because of like how like things are happening, but then it gets happier, so it's like brighter. But no.
I don't know if it was like a thing where like maybe it's like, oh, if we make it too bright, it'll look real cheap, but it already kind of looks real cheap.
I mean, like, it's Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, like a fucking live action Seuss car is never gonna look real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So you might as well brighten up the colors, because that is one thing when I rewatch it, I'm like, it's real murky. Murkier than it should be.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I, you know what? I should go, Jessica, look back at the trailers and see if that was the case for the trailers, because that happens. They'll color correct movies differently. Like, the big one. I remember someone pointing out, there was some movie recently where the color correction was all weird. And I forget what it was. But someone mentioned Superman Returns. If you look at early trailers for Superman Returns, it actually does look pretty colorful. And then when you watch the movie, it does have that drab, desaturated look to it. Cindy Lou is in this, and she's the only one who recognizes how much of an asshole everyone is.
Love that actress. I love.
She's not an actress anymore. She's a retired actress.
Now she's a rock superstar, I guess.
What is she?
It's Pretty Reckless.
The Pretty Reckless, and she's a model.
She's so hot.
Yeah, super thin. Which is how all women should be. Anyway. Sorry, I like caught up on like 3 Dick Show episodes, so it's my head's there.
Jessica, cut that out.
Anyway. She hates everyone there. She's like, hey, I think Christmas is bullshit. You're all assholes.
Not that. It's just she doesn't understand the point. Like, what's the point of like all these presents and stuff or whatever? Like,
yes.
Why does it have to be this way? Because she's growing up and she's questioning everything.
Yeah, I'm worried about the economy of Whoville. Are there other like towns and stuff in here? Because they're all wasting a lot of their money, and I don't know how.
Just on Christmas stuff, apparently.
Oh, it's all on Christmas stuff. And by the way, not good salesman. The one person says everything is 99% off. I'm like, you're not making a profit at all, buddy. Anyway.
Or when everybody stops and the clock hits and it's just like, this many hours and blah, until Christmas. And it's just
Also, I'm a little confused by the Whos. It works a little bit better in the cartoon. So in a cartoon, you don't question it. But there's like regular sized Whos.
Yeah.
And then there's Whos with like weirder faces than others. And then there's just tiny Whos. But they're like normal people shrunk down. Are they like a different species of Who? Are they all the same?
It's Doctor Who's. I'm not Doctor Who's.
Doctor Who's. Doctor Who. Jessica, you're going to have to Photoshop a Doctor Who's. It's a Doctor Who and a. Doctor Who and make him look like a stupid Grinch thing.
Oh my God. It's Doctor Seuss. I didn't question it. I was like, whatever. There's a lot going on in this movie. But like, okay, like you're pointing out the whole like Who stuff, whatever, they're all assholes. But like, I always found it to be like a parody of people being stupid, like during the holidays, like from Black Christmas or Black Christmas. Oh my God, Black!
Those assholes in Black Christmas.
What a good movie! Black Friday and on, like people are acting crazy trying to get gifts and shit. Yeah. Like,
I feel like that happens less now.
Because people can shop online, but although still, people are crazy and hacking and. Hold on.
And Jessica would know because she also listens to the Creep Off. But I think Carl said there's a website called like Black Friday. There's a website called Black Friday Death Count that takes the count of how many people die each Black Friday. Not a lot. It's honestly not.
People can shop online now.
Yeah. But
there's the shitty thing where they limit stuff now. Mm-hmm. And then they have like bots going and buying everything. And then they're selling it for like way more on eBay and shit. And it's just like, really?
Last year?
I wish they would have more physical stuff in stores.
Last year, only 3 deaths. Hmm. 8 injuries.
Mm. Mm. What about this year?
They don't have it updated yet. Okay. They're probably still counting it. Yeah, usually there's not a lot of deaths, not a lot of injuries either. It's kind of over-exaggerated. There must have been like one bad Black Friday year, and everyone just assumes that's it forever.
You've seen videos from the past, right? Like Walmart has like a sale, and people are like mad rushing to the TVs, and they're like running and stuff, whatever, and they're literally like running over the employees.
Yeah, but no one's ever actually like killing each other. I think there was like one Black Friday shooting, but it was gang related. It just happened to happen on Black Friday. Mm. Anyway,
whatever.
While everyone's in town, a bunch of Whos climb a mountain.
Teenagers,
yes. And I think it's Cindy Lou's brothers.
Mm-hmm. And their girlfriends.
And they're going up there to see the Grinch. And they open up the door, but it's not the Grinch. It's a giant puppet. And it's puppeted by Max.
He's barking and it's scary.
In case you guys are wondering, Max and Cindy Lou will be in Die Hard, but it's a Christmas movie. I kind of like that puppet. They're all terrified and they're running away.
They like fall down.
Yeah, they like fall down the hill. So we get our first look at, I like how they build up to the Grinch's reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You only see a little bit of his face. You see him eating crap and whatnot. And then he goes out. He's like, you know what? I am going to go downtown and see what's up. And then he turns around.
I guess I could use a little social interaction.
We get the smile. Mm-hmm. And they did like a, it's still an impressive effect. They like, they had him smile and then they digitally enhanced it to make it even
bigger.
Which
he can do it pretty well in general.
He like, can do
it
pretty well.
He can get up pretty far with his mouth. Yeah. But
then like, they made it just even like longer. Yeah. It's really, really cool. And I actually really, really enjoy the Grinch in town. From cutting the people's bicycle. And then my favorite is when he gives the kids the saw and he's like, okay, run real fast with it now. But I like how the Whos are idiots. Mm. Like he's wearing a rubber bunny mask and they're like, well, that's just clearly a normal Who.
Yeah, it's like a brown robe.
Yeah.
No gloves.
I remember they made a video game for this and I wish I had it because I would have done it just like the movie on it. And I remember
what console?
PlayStation 1. PlayStation. I mean, probably more, but I remember the PlayStation 1 game and you were with this like weird bunny thing in the beginning.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's running around town. He's causing all kind of havoc. Cindy's brothers come and they yell about the Grinch. And we see the mayor, Jeffrey Tambor, who I think has been canceled multiple times for yelling at the great Jessica Walters from Arrested Development, the woman who played his wife. There was like a recording of them screaming at each other. It was like a whole thing. People don't like him now. I can't believe it. The mayor's assistant, Clint Howard. How did Clint Howard get in this movie? He must have like went through his agent. He probably had to audition for it. How many actors do you think he was up against for the role of mayor's assistant? Oh, wait. He's Ron Howard's brother.
Nepotism?
My favorite is, I think I mentioned this before, but like the Solo, the Solo movie. People were like, I wonder which directors directed what scenes. And then you see Clint Howard. It's like, well, I know who directed this scene.
God.
I'm pretty sure Ron Howard directed this one. So Cindy is actually interested in the Grinch.
Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute. This guy doesn't like Christmas.
I'm starting to not to like Christmas.
Yeah. He's the only one I know of who doesn't like Christmas because they got rid of the Hoosteens. So he's the only person I relate to. I need to talk to this Grinch character.
Oh my God.
You might be wondering, why is Cindy at her dad's work? Were you ever wondering that?
I figured she was just following him around.
Well, questions like these will be answered on Thursday when I review the Grinch TV cut. There is a lot they shot for this film. And I think because they know in the holidays, a lot of people will turn it on. They put all the deleted stuff back into the TV cut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's real stuff that was cut out for a
reason. Because I know there's, I've seen some things like the, we were talking about it the other day, the thing with Martha. And,
yeah. I think
mom.
Some deleted scenes are on the DVD, but I think the TV cut has way, way more stuff in it. But there's a reason why she's there, which I'll get into when I do my TV cut review.
Huh.
So the Grinch sabotages all of Whoville's mail. And it's actually pretty funny. I love the jury duty, jury duty, jury duty.
Blackmail.
Cindy catches him.
You're the
Grinch.
And he just does what anyone would do. He tries to murder her.
He just scares her and she falls into the thing.
Yeah. And he's about to leave her. And then Max is like, hey, buddy.
That's a little too far, buddy.
Max,
I can deal with some of your shit, but
Max is not a good dog. He does not respect his master or follow orders.
Max is his own person.
It's weird that Max is just like a normal dog. He should look like a goofy Seuss dog. He should have like a dumb face. It's weird because he's like the only normal thing.
I mean, have you ever seen a dog that looks like that? That type of like mutt looking dog?
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't look like a Seuss thing.
Whatever, it's whatever.
No, it's bad.
Oh my God.
It's bad. Anyway, so he tries to kill Cindy. Max gets him to stop.
He's trying to kill her.
He tries to murder her.
Oh my God.
He wants her dead. He wants her dead. He said, I'm going to fucking murder you. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of that movie, The Mean One. Sorry. Which I haven't seen yet. So yeah, I do like the misdirect that he put her in the box. And that goes to the crushing thing. And it turns out she's just like in the corner wrapped up. But she loves the Grinch. She thinks he's great. She's like, that guy's awesome. He's great. And since the Hoosteeds left town, he's the only one I want to hang out with.
Oh my God.
You don't know how robbed I feel.
I think her thing was like, wow, everybody says he's so scary, but then he saved her.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, he's not that bad. Because then she said, thanks for saving me. And then he's like,
he's like, no, I didn't do that.
And then that's why he wraps her up. And she's like, that doesn't compare to being murdered, but okay.
Cindy's mom is played by Molly Shannon.
Yep.
And she is obsessed with winning some light contest. I love that she's like taking the light out of the refrigerator, yep, the chandelier, everywhere,
all the light bulbs.
Yes, she wants to win this contest this year. She's so focused on this contest that we never see the results of it in the final cut.
No,
but
we get to introduce
who is her competition?
The baddest bitch. Find me a badder bitch than Martha May Huvier. what a babe.
I love her inner.
What a babe.
Like, her voice is burned into my brain with the Betty!
Hi! Betty! Hi!
Like the priceless chandelier. But she has the machine gun that fires the lights on her house.
And then she goes, at it. Yeah.
Which is reverse photography.
Oh my god.
They just shot it in reverse.
Obviously.
So yeah, she's very upset about that.
She almost falls too. She's like,
her husband's like, oh god, what's going on? So the Grinch, I like he travels via garbage tube.
Yeah.
And they have to show the little map and it turns into like a ping pong at some point. I really like his lair. Yeah. The look of his lair is really cool.
Why would you want to go back to Whoville? And like, that thing is huge.
I mean, I'd clean it up a little bit.
I don't think he cares. Who's he cleaning for?
But yeah, I kind of like all this stuff with the Grinch here. Him getting dressed in front of the divider and the shadow is really cool. I love his outgoing message. I'll hunt you down and
catch you like a fish.
If you want to fax me, hit the Starkey. Amen. I remember this scene because of you. Because you were annoying one day. In 2008, where you kept repeating everything I said. I remember doing that because there's a funny thing where he's echoing and it's repeating back to him.
I'm an idiot. And then he starts on like, what was it? Fine, I'm going to be quiet and whisper so you can't say anything. And he talked about how it's like, it's not going to reverberate and come back to me because, you know, I'm whispering and I won't be able to hear it. And then,
you're an idiot!
It's so good. I do really like the scene too where he smashes the glass and he's just like, am I just eating
because I'm bored?
I relate to this movie way too much.
Yeah, I really related to that recently. I'm like, oh God, I got to start. I'm like, oh God. So, Cindy.
Oh, it's so good.
Cindy decides she's going to interview people about the Grinch. Mm-hmm. Why is she interviewing people?
She wants to know more about him. She's like, how did he become what he is?
No, she's interviewing him for a reason, which can be found in the TV cut. There actually is a setup for it and everything. Yeah, so she wants to interview people. So she starts with his adoptive parents. And this sequence involves an adultery joke. Where the babies come in and the guy's like, our baby's here. Oh. It looks like your boss. And it involves a swingers joke because the Grinch's adopted moms, are they like a couple or are they sisters?
I say they're lesbians.
I'm not sure how woke. See, I'm not sure how loud the yell woke. I've never cared. But no, he landed there while they were having a swingers party. So swingers jokes, fine. Adultery, fine. Child endangering, fine.
Look,
those Hoosteeds, no.
Think about all the childhood stuff that we used to watch and the things that could go over our heads, but then the parents would enjoy. This is one of those things. When I first watched this, I was like, oh, they're just having a party. Watched a little more recently, I was like, oh.
It's a key party.
Surprised I didn't see an upside down pineapple or anything. Which now I'm going to have to see if I...
Did you understand when you were a kid the looks like your boss joke?
Because I'm...
Did you think, like, oh, the boss's baby must have blown there on accident?
Pretty much. Now I watch it, I'm like,
wait, in 2000 you didn't get that joke? I
think it just probably went over my head.
I got both those jokes away.
Well, as we know, you watch very adult movies as a child, so, you know.
Now, I do want to say, the baby Grinch puppet, It's one of the most horrifying things.
It's so scary. It's not as scary as, what the frick is that thing from Twilight? Renesmee.
Oh, God, yeah,
not
the CGI
as scary
baby.
As that. No, 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 no. They had an animatronic first.
Yes.
And then it was terrifying. They were like, no, yes. Absolutely not.
So, the baby Grinch. Now, there are really scary interpretations of the Grinch, like the new Mean One or You and Die Hard. But this is the scariest one I've ever seen. It's just, I know it's supposed to be cute, but like when you look at it, you're like, oh my God, that's creepy.
Santa, bye-bye.
So young Grinch, this is sad, is played by the late Josh Ryan Evans, who had a dwarfism issue, and I think he died a year later of some heart issue, which is weird. That soap opera he was on, Passions.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, from what I read in the trivia, his character, the episode where his character died, aired the day he died. That's a coincidence if that's true. But he was in a few things back then. Like I said, Passions and a couple other stuff. This was clearly his biggest one. Young Grinch, he really wants to impress Martha for Christmas. He has a crush on Martha.
Well, remember, he wasn't even about Christmas at first.
No, he wasn't.
No, but then Martha made him have hope for like Christmas. Like he had the spirit of Christmas because of her. He was like, oh, I want to celebrate this year. I want to do something nice for someone I like.
Yes.
And then he goes and he has a blowtorch out.
I know.
Putting the jewels on. It was a very cute gift.
Yes. Also, real quick, what is the Grinch?
A what?
Is that like, I thought that was a throwaway joke. Is that like a thing?
No, I have no idea.
Where does he come from? Where's
They say something about the wind.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Dr. Seuss, man.
Why doesn't like, he what, like,
just, why is there green eggs and ham?
Why don't you just get why don't you like take a bus, see what else is around?
Oh my God.
Maybe talk to the mailman. Like, hey, do you know if there's any like towns that you deliver to where people look like
me?
Green dogs? Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, he's real into Christmas, real into Martha now. And I do like Martha being like, oh, did I have a crush on the Grinch? And Cindy like, I didn't ask that.
And the mayor?
Oh, the mayor is an asshole.
From the beginning, bullying him for no reason. And then, what was it? Then after the Grinch makes the cute little angel thing for Martha, he's touching his face and he has a flashback to the mayor bullying him.
Yeah.
Talking about who would like...
You're 10 years old and you already have a beard.
That's what it was, yeah.
So he goes to shave and he cuts up his face. He doesn't want to show his face, which is pretty funny with the book and the bag.
And his feet.
Yeah.
And your foot. Why was the teacher laughing?
Yeah, the teacher laughed at him.
What was funny about it? Oh, no. He tried to shave.
Yeah. No.
Kids are mean.
Kids are really mean.
Kids are really mean.
I got bullied a lot when I was a kid.
You should have hulked out like he does when he got bullied.
He really does
and
hulk out.
Throw the, was it the tree?
Yeah.
He ended up throwing the gift, and Martha was very upset about it because she was holding.
Martha was upset, but she was
the muscles.
The muscles.
Martha was so thirsty for his green ass.
But I don't like this. Because I just like the Grinch in the original. He's like, ow. These sons of bitches are their assholes every year making noise. They're just
noise,
so loud.
Noise, yeah,
the noise, noise, noise,
noise.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know.
No, they gave him a little bit of backstory that he was.
Well, no, his backstory should be like capitalism and the corporations are ruining this holiday and I'm an individual and I will not give in to these.
I'm not into this. I'm starting to get into it, whatever, but no, people are going to bully me, so I'm going to hate everybody and this, especially this.
No, you find out he hates Christmas because of a lady. Try to impress a lady.
It's not a lady, it's because people bullied him!
They bullied him after he tried to impress a lady.
Oh my God.
It's like,
it was the final straw.
So Grinch is a
He
sip.
Went out of his way. No, he went out of his way. He made this nice gift. It was very cute, and he was friggin' traumatized. Like, these people were assholes to him.
Jessica. Can you Photoshop the simch? It's like a simp Grinch. I don't know what that looks like. Can you tell me what that looks like? Yeah, so we get the backstory. I do like the little fade-in of like little baby Grinch to adult Grinch. Wait, so his mom's never like checked in on him? They know he's up there.
I would assume they probably did, but he was probably like, fuck off.
You think he actually said that?
Probably.
He didn't like come up with like a Seuss word. He was like, fuck off, moms. He wasn't like schmuckle block a block off or whatever.
Fiddle.
Fuck you in your
froggle.
In your
friddle froggle, moms. Friddle
friggle,
froggle.
Friggle your froggles, mom. Friggle your froggles. I like the idea of the Grinch be like, fuck off. Anyway, so the Grinch is up there and he hates the Who's. Not only does he hate the Who's, he hates them alphabetically, which I always thought was pretty funny. He's got the phone book. And he's just screaming at them. Again, his moms know. The moms know he's up there. He probably screams that he hates them every once in a while. They're like, oh, he's on our letter today. Let's say hi back. But then the hubilation starts, which is Christmas Eve is the hubilation.
Whatever.
It's just another excuse for them to be assholes. So he knocks himself out.
Hoopalation, huh.
God, that song's so annoying. He knocks himself off. Knocks himself out.
It's like the cymbals.
No, before that. Before he just hits himself with the hammer. But then they're talking about who they're going to nominate for the holiday cheermeister. And Cindy Lou.
I nominate the Grinch.
Her and her whole family are wearing eggnogs. Bowls and cups of eggnog.
I love that little wig. It's so cute.
I texted Casey.
Yeah.
I should have wore the wig for this. It's around here somewhere. I texted Casey. I'm like, we should have put the cup of eggnog on your head. So she nominates the Grinch to be the cheermeister. And I do like the mayor trying to come up with reasons to not do it.
Yeah, and she's like, where?
She's like, he can't do it because blah, blah, blah. It's in there. But no, somehow what she page? Gets them. Yeah, she gets them to go along with her. She's like, it's this person who needs Christmas the most. And they're all like, okay. All right. Sounds good. And then Cindy's family just lets her go up to the mountain by herself because her parents suck.
She snuck off.
And they never notice she's gone.
Whatever.
The Grinch's parents suck.
Looks like just all the Who suck.
Yeah, the Cindy's parents suck. Whoever that lady was who was cheating on her husband with her boss sucks. So there's a lot of bad parents in this movie. she goes up there and she's like, hey, you got to come down here. You're the cheermeister. You get an award. He's like, and a check? And no. He's like, okay, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it. And he tricks her and gets rid of her. And then he decides.
And she loves that way down.
Yeah, she thinks it's funny. Oh, this is the scene where she comes in and he's like, past the giant monkey banging his ears. I like that. And I like him trying to scare her and it's just not working. So he's like,
have you seen the recent memes with that scene where he's like, your mom and it's like, don't try to hype up the dog. And then it's like me. And then it's that.
he decides he will go, but what will he wear? Well, at first he tries a kilt.
Because it was the tablecloth, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he hears the yodeler and he steals the yodeler's outfit. I'm not going.
Ooh, that's it. I'm not going.
Oh. Ah. That's it. I'm not going.
But Max then tricks him and sends him down there. And he arrives. And they're into it. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, he was into it too. Hello, Martha.
Not at first. Well, yeah, he's excited to see Martha. But he,
you know why he was excited to see Martha?
Yeah.
He lands in her boobs.
That's true.
Yes, completely skipped over that part.
So the Grinch motorboat.
She was like, oh.
So the Grinch motorboat in abroad. Good.
Mm-hmm. Right in public in front of everybody.
Hoosteen's bad.
Yeah.
I do not agree with Mrs. Dr. Seuss's morals and thoughts on comedy and whatnot. She's very, she's still alive. I feel bad if I'm talking about her while she's still alive.
She's like, oh, someone's reviewing this.
Someone reviewed the Grinch. And I'm like, she's an anti-Semite. She's an anti-Suicide. I don't know.
What Suicide. Anti-Hoosteen.
I'm never gonna let it go.
I love that it's Hoosteen. Hoosteen. It's really good.
It's really funny, Hoosteen.
I'm mad.
So anyway, he starts, they start making him do all the contests, the pudding eating.
This is not pudding. What is it?
That's my favorite. It's like, what is it?
It's like radioactive.
Yeah, there's the fudge scene. The only one he likes is the sack race because he just beats the children. No child can beat
don't
me.
Don't they play Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
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 And you can't beat me.
And an adult bragging about how much better he is than kids. That was real funny.
Yeah, not cringy at all, Tony.
Yeah, it's real funny for 2000, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, other people don't keep doing that currently.
Yeah, you know, if it was 2011, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have written a book about it, but, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's real excited. There again, watch my TV cut. The scene with them exchanging gifts in the TV cut goes on forever.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because it's like going down the line.
That'll be one That's of the many right. things I talk about. That this yeah. cut of the movie is good because they trimmed out all the bullshit and the TV cut's like, put that baby right back in.
Yes, yeah, because everybody's supposed to be like passing down gift after
yes,
gift.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Theatrical. Because I remember the reason I want to do the TV cut. One, shout out to our boy, Tyler Yost, who supplies us the TV cuts. If they're not on Blu-rays, he supplies it to us.
Heck yeah.
He told me about it, and I remembered when this was on TV a few years back. I was watching, like, me and my grandmother were hanging out in my sister's living room looking at it. I'm like, I don't remember this scene at all.
I wonder if it's on HBO Max, if that's going to be the...
No, I think that's the theatrical cut.
I didn't watch that one, so I don't know.
Yeah. I just had the DVD still. That was my foot. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so they all love the Grinch. They do the gift exchange, and the mayor...
Has to be a dick.
Yes. Oh, we forgot to mention his mom's give him a glow-up sweater.
Are you two still living?
By the way, I saw two Grinches on Halloween. I saw a traditional Grinch, and then someone had that sweater. I was just like, oh, shit.
Huh.
He gets the razor and gets made fun of, which is mean. And then the mayor tries to cuck the Grinch by proposing to Martha in front of him. And the Grinch has had enough.
Well, Martha also was not saying yes.
Oh, yeah. She was very, he tries to bribe her with a new car.
Yeah.
And this is the Grinch. I'm like, okay, we're kind of getting with the book. You guys understood the moral of the book, but not too much. Because finally the Grinch is like.
It kind of like sneaks in a little bit. It's not really until like the end.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they focus on bullying stuff.
Yeah.
Bullying's wrong. You shouldn't do this. Like. Yeah. And also, yeah.
It comes a little late where they're just like, where the Grinch finally calls it out. He's like, hey, I mean, Cindy was trying to earlier, but the Grinch outright says it. He's like, this is all it's about.
And he walks over and he
scratches the car. And he's just like, yep, that's what it's all about. The toys.
What did he say about the horse?
I want a pony that I can ride for 2 days, get bored, and sell it for glue.
I want golf clubs. I want diamonds. I want a pony so I can ride it twice, get bored, and sell it to make glue.
But yeah, so he actually makes a good point. He's like, hey, you know what happens to all your gifts? I get them.
In the garbage.
You throw them away, and I get them. So he's calling them out for being assholes.
Yeah.
So he's had enough, and he just causes like a huge scene. He shaves the mayor's head.
Yeah, and the middle, and then also the assistant shaves the middle of his
head. Oh, yeah, because he's like, do something, and Clint Howard's like, ugh! He burns the Christmas tree.
Not yet.
Well, no, I do actually, hold on, the Christmas tree. I love that
he does do it now.
He finds like an alcoholic hood. He's like, I need to borrow this. He's like, okay. So he's running amok.
He steals the couple's car, the tiny people's car.
Yeah, well, before that, he tries to call a taxi.
And they just keep going.
They do a black taxi joke.
It's because
I'm green, isn't it?
Taxi! It's because I'm green, isn't it?
I haven't seen that joke in anything in a really long... Probably because no one really uses taxis anymore.
Yeah.
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 God, taxis. Taxis in New York were so... I hated them. I hated them. Oh, credit card machine's broken. I'm like, oh, wow.
Guess I'm not paying.
Well, you never believe it, but in 3 years coming back and forth to New York, not one person's had a working credit card machine. I couldn't believe it.
Wild. I don't have a card. I only have cash on me.
It got to the point I had to go in and be like, listen, I only have a card. There's no way I will get you cash. Does it work? And you'd see them be like, okay. Like, all right. Anyway, So yeah, he steals the little Who's cars. And this scene's weird because it's got like a high frame rate. It almost looks like the motion smoothing that TVs have on. But then it skips to the choppy slow-mo. It's like real inconsistent. Actually, speaking of motion smoothing, this is like, I remember when the year after this came out, they were starting to sell those like LCD TVs. And I remember it was like an early form of those like HD-ish TVs. Mm-hmm. And I remember it had like some kind of similar motion smoothing, and like the whole movie just looked way too smooth for me. He blows up the car, which is the biggest explosion in the world, which I thought was pretty funny.
Why was it so big?
Yeah, and everyone hates Cindy now.
Yeah.
They're like, Cindy, you suck.
You did this. You invited the Grinch. You destroyed Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't say that one yet. That's later.
He says it later.
But he's still saying it like, you know.
Yeah.
And this is why things are the way they are.
And she's super, super sad. He makes himself holiday cheermeister. And thank God they had a spare tree, which I thought was funny. I do like the Grinch.
And it's fully decorated.
Yeah, and the Grinch is like, whatever.
They're relentless.
Yeah. So he returns to the mountain. And finally, the book starts. It took a really long time for that book to start, didn't it? Really, really, really.
I do like the scene right before like everything does happen or whatever, but like as he gets the idea, he falls like on the like cliff edge.
Yeah.
The music there is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally gets the idea and he's just like, oh.
Oh, by the way, this is the beginning of being able to easily remove wires. So there's a lot of wire work in this. He's hopping around.
Yep.
Yeah, this is like around Crouching Tiger, Charlie's Angels. We're like, oh, everything's wire work now. So yes, he decides, you know what? I'm gonna steal Christmas.
Yep.
And then he says, with this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick.
With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick.
So Saint Nicholas. So Catholicism exists in the snowflake in Whoville. Mm. Or in Whoville in the giant snowflake.
Yes.
It's like a specific snow Catholicism.
Maybe it's where it lands. I don't fucking know.
What do you think who Jesus was like?
Probably white skin, blue eyes. <you know?
laughs> Sorry, I'm picturing like a cross that's all like wonky and wavy.
But then you also still see the nose.
So Saint Nicholas exists. What was the saint? Is Saint Nicholas, he's like the saint of sailors or something. He's the saint of like a few things. Anyway.
I don't know.
So yeah, he gets the thing together. Now.
Do you like this cover of The Grinch?
No, I've always hated this rendition of it.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I just really don't like this version of I think it's Jim Carrey singing some of it or all of it.
He sings it at the end, I think. I don't think he sings the whole thing.
I remember, everyone loves the Grinch song from the original. And it's like, cool, all right, here comes the Grinch song. And then it's just like this
weird, definitely like, made for movie.
Yeah, but it's just, it's not good. The guy's like changing his voice every 5 seconds.
It's because it's going along with what's happening in the movie. Again, that's very made for movie.
Yeah.
Because he's like, the termite part or whatever, like, you got termites in.
I like the visuals. And then I just don't like the guy, whoever's singing it and the music. This is like the big moment. Like, this is the song you need to like.
Yeah.
They did an earlier song, the Where Are You Christmas, which we skipped over.
Yeah.
Which was made for this movie. But this is the song you come for from the original. And it was just weak.
Yeah.
It's a little too inconsistent and choppy.
Bringing back Where Are You Christmas or whatever. It's another where Cindy Lou's questioning everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, is Christmas changing or is it me?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, it's her. She's the smart one.
Yeah, no, she is. Everything, children. Everything.
I really don't like this cover at all. And I will say, you know, there's some good, really, really good effects in this.
Mm-hmm.
Johanna, the crash test scene, that dummy was super noticeable. That dummy was very unrealistic. It took me out of the movie. And as you know, us here at Hack the Movies, we have a high standard for dummies. They need to be pristine. Jessica, cut to you getting sucked into the closet.
Tony, don't worry. You were just having a bad dream.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so like I said, finally the story is happening.
Happening.
But he can't just have a sled. It's got to be like a souped up motorized sled.
It's like turbo mode or what the hell is going on?
I guess they wanted to compete with like the Santa Claus movies because that was like, it's Santa from the 90s. And he's got high tech gear now.
I guess.
I think that's what they were going for. So wait, by the way, Santa is in this. We see him for like a second.
Yeah.
They never do a close up. I wanted to see what with Dr. Seuss Who Santa looked like.
Probably Santa, but with the nose.
Yeah. Where the reindeers have all wonky antlers.
I mean, like probably. I don't know.
So Max doesn't really make sense in this because it's like, well, he's not pulling the sleigh. He does later. But at this point, I'm like, well, what was the point of Max if the sled flies?
You're pointing out things that aren't even important.
Now here, I hate. So I get in the original, Cindy Lou doesn't understand that the Grinch isn't Santa because she's a little girl. They don't understand things. They're like, oh, he's got a red hat. That's clearly Santa.
But she straight up sees him in the cartoon. She doesn't see him in this. He's hiding.
No, he eventually shows his face. He peeks through the tree and there's snow on the tree.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just like, you can't give us like this super smart, independent, determined, and like questioning everything Cindy Lou Who.
That's right. I forgot that he stuck his face through the tree.
And then when he sees her, she sees, she'd be like, oh, you're the Grinch.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh yeah, that clearly that's Santa.
Whatever.
Like, no. They could have even done a thing where she knows it's him.
But she's pretending. But she's pretending.
She's like, hey, Santa, I just want the Grinch to know that I, like, that's how I would have written it. It's.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have shown his face.
Yeah.
I would have forgiven the hands. But it's like, as soon as she sees his face, she's like, oh, yeah. Then again, the Who's are idiots. They thought a bunny mask was fucking a person.
That too, but they kind of established that she's not like them.
Yeah, she's a little bit more observant. So I think, I know they have to do the scene because it's in the original, but I think it undermines what they were doing with the character leading up to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ron Howard tried to be woke, but the rules of woke weren't written yet. Kathleen Kennedy didn't write them yet.
Tony.
He does the montage stealing everything. They recreate some bits from the cartoon, like him crawling, which I think was in the trailer, him crawling. Yeah. Taking from the kids' dreams, I thought was funny.
The sugar plums or whatever they were.
Yeah, so he has fights with a cat. Multiple fights with a cat. and he takes them all away. He makes the mayor kiss a dog's butt. LOL. And he's like, all right, good.
He also rigs his bed.
He also does rig his bed, which I thought was funny. There's this whole thing where the mayor's real proud of losing his tonsils twice. Like, that's his thing.
Yeah, I don't.
That was stupid. He gets the sled. He brings him up to the mountain. Max, I think, has to carry the sled at this point.
Yeah.
He, like, rolls over. And the Who's all wake up, and they're sad the presents are gone.
Well, not even that. They wake up. They're like, oh, God, everything's gone. Mm-hmm. And then the mayor starts to panic, like, oh, no.
It was the police chief.
That's what it was.
He's like, I've been robbed. This is embarrassing. He gets in the cop car and pulls the mayor up.
Yeah. So he had the whole thing rigged.
So all the Who's come out, and they're sad. And they're saying, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. But, I mean, the fun twist originally was that the presents were just like a fun thing, but that wasn't what Christmas was for them.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, the dad stands up for Cindy because, like, they try to blame her.
Yeah, but I get, like, why people have an issue with this. It's like, you know, you made the Who's, like, really, really materialistic. And it's just like, because the original, it's told from the Grinch's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be an
unreliable narrator.
Yes, that's how he sees them. Yeah. So when he takes away, he's like, oh, they had that stuff, but they weren't really, like, it was more about just hanging out with each other. So I know they have to make the movie longer. And they have to change things, but I think it does kind of defeat the point.
I saw what they were trying to go for, but they didn't establish it enough. Because they were still trying to say, like, oh, it doesn't matter about the presents, whatever. It's about family, even if they're oddballs and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
And also, I think I agree with when Doug reviewed this years ago. You kind of don't need a feature-length Grinch. It kind of works as a short story.
Yeah.
Because then you run into stuff like this where it's like, we need more characters and we need this and this and this. It's like, well, we're kind of getting away from it. It doesn't look like there was a lot of material there. The Grinch stole something.
It was the pork. Did you not know?
Oh, God damn you!
I've been waiting.
But anyway.
I've been waiting. What are you?
Oh, my God. There is a porg on the tree for the podcast listeners, and Johanna just put a hat on it. Here's one thing. Like, making this, like, a feature-length story is kind of hard. That would be like taking, like, a small book like The Hobbit and making a trilogy out of it, right? You wouldn't do that, right? They also...
Triggered.
Well, no, they didn't give a...
Sorry, I'm dying because of...
They didn't give a female character more storyline. They made a female character for The Hobbit.
Anyway.
Everyone's favorite. Whoever came from Lost Plain.
Anyway.
So, they're all sad. The mayor gets a little sexist there. He's like, and a little girl.
And who didn't even grow into her nose yet. Nah. And then the dad was like, oh.
That's why Casey doesn't have the nose in our book. Because you were very insistent. You're like, no. No, she doesn't get a nose because they said she didn't grow into her nose yet. I'm like, all right, Johanna, whatever. That's less makeup for us.
Yeah, see, I solved everything.
So Cindy's dad.
Dad said, I think the fuck not.
But this is the weird thing. Cindy's dad, like, he didn't earn this change.
Yeah.
Unless I'll watch the TV cut. Maybe there's stuff in there that was cut out.
Yeah, but there should have been another established scene where it shows that he would do anything for his family.
Yes.
Because as it was all set up, it was just like he was just a workaholic.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was ignoring them and he was kind of embarrassed by them.
Yeah.
We didn't see, there should have been a little thing here and there to see, like, maybe he starts seeing things. Like, the questions that Cindy gives him make him question things himself, so you earn this ending. But as of right now, it just doesn't feel earned. But he's like, Christmas is about family, and I got a great family, and all the Whos are happy now. And they all
start singing.
They all start singing.
And the Grinch is like, what the frick?
Yeah, the Grinch is real happy. He's about to throw everything off the mountain. He's like, oh, they're singing. Oh, I forgot to mention. So the Grinch is rhyming here. And when a few scenes back, when the book starts, he actually starts rhyming and eventually goes, oh no, I'm speaking in rhymes.
Oh no.
I'm speaking in rhyme!
But yeah. Oh, by the way, I think Bryce Dallas Howard is somewhere in this scene.
Whatever.
She's in it. How do you think Bryce Dallas Howard got in such a big movie?
Not nepotism.
The Grinch is up there. And he's like, all right, I need to get rid of this. And he starts noticing, like, oh, they're singing. And he's like, oh, shit, they're still celebrating? I didn't ruin Christmas? He's like, oh, man. Maybe Christmas can't be found in a store. Maybe Christmas means a little more.
And then the sun starts coming up.
The sun comes up and then he has a heart attack.
No. Doesn't he start crying he cries after?
He cries after. First, it's like his heart starts beating. That's by the way, we forgot to mention earlier, his heart was down two sizes and this time he's going to keep it off. his heart starts growing. It starts caving in his chest. And he's like, ah! And I love it. You see it like popping out.
He's on the ground, literally like.
And then he starts crying.
And I'm leaking. Max, I love you. And the dog's so happy.
And I love that it's too much, right? He's like, no. One step at a time. Too much. But he goes to save the presents. And I like this moment where he's like, oh, by the way, he's been jumping constantly. And then he goes to get the presents and he totally.
Whatever.
So he grabs it.
It's about to fall, and he's just like, oh, it's just toys, right? You know,
it's just toys. And then Cindy Lou is there, and he's like, Cindy, oh, shit.
What are you doing up there? How did she get up there? Why did she, like, completely walk past him? Like, what?
Although her smiling at him and his smile is, like, real unsettling. I don't like his smile. Where he's like, I don't like it. It's bad. I don't like it. Mm. But he lifts it up. Like the Hulk.
He hulks out again.
And they go down.
The muscles.
He goes back into the town. They almost crash. He almost kills her dad. The close-up on the Grinch's eyes actually remind me of the eyes in The Exorcist. But specifically Exorcist 3, there's a close-up on, like, the possessed guy's eyes. And I kind of now want to edit the Grinch into Exorcist 3. Let's do that right now.
enemy of all the...
Booga booga!
Have you ever seen Exorcist 3?
Yes.
I love that movie. I watch it every day. Anyway, what were you saying?
Anyway, so they stop the sled with string lights.
Yes, Martha and Betty team up. Like, again, all right, so we didn't really see the end of their rivalry to earn this kind of like thing, but whatever. They team up to stop them. They're all working together, and everyone's.
But it's
just,
not even Martha. That's the thing. Even like the deleted scene, it's not Martha's fault.
I know. But in Betty's head, it is. Whatever. So he goes to turn himself in, and they're like, whatever, it's Christmas. And everyone's happy now. They're all cheering and singing. And then
Martha, she's very happy. She's at the top. She finds that ring, slides on down. Her floofy robe dress that looks like she's about to kill her husband in flies up a little bit. And you're like, oh. And she's like pushing up her boobies. And she's just like, here's your ring back.
That's pretty funny.
And I want to fuck the Grinch.
Nobody isolate. I want to fuck the Grinch.
She wanted that green. That green something something.
I don't like that they go to the Grinch's place to have their feast.
Why? It's bigger.
Yeah, but it's so unsanitary. It's literally.
They probably cleaned it.
It's literally garbage.
My God. Anyway.
But yeah, they're all living happily ever after.
They're singing the Fahuda.
Yep. And they all.
The Grinch doesn't know the lyrics, so Martha has to give them the lyrics.
I do like that. He's just mumbling it. And then the snowflake melts and they all die. So yes.
Mass floods everywhere. Yeah.
Is this a good adaptation of the story or does it miss the point?
I still like it. The point's there. It's just they don't deliver it well.
Yeah. I still really enjoy the movie. It's got really, really good comedic moments. Yeah. There's funny gags and jokes. Would have been funnier with the Hoosteens. God damn it. You don't understand. Now that I know that that was an option, I'll like it. It's ruined the movie for me. I'm going to ask Mid Salad to draw me Hoosteens. I want to know what they look like.
Now I have a gun. Oh.
Yeah. So there's good production design, but like you said, the color correction is bad.
Yeah.
It should be. I wonder if they ever like restored this on Blu-ray and made it look nicer.
They should make it brighter.
They really should like touch it up. I like that. The makeup effects are great. There's good effects. The comedy's pretty good for the most part.
I like the casting.
The casting is fine. It really is. The inconsistency, the first and second half, there's definitely when it becomes the book, it doesn't jive well with the first half. I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Cindy Lou becomes very different.
Yeah.
The whole twist with the town doesn't work.
It could be fixed with like one or two scenes.
It needed like a few.
We were just talking about when Cindy Lou and the Grinch were talking when he was dressed as Santa. That could have been easily fixed. Like, there's, and then like maybe like add two or three scenes just to tie stuff in just to make it make sense.
Yeah.
At least with the Martha stuff, they had that sprinkled throughout that she wanted him. Like,
yeah. It could have, on a script writing level, it could have worked a little bit more. I wonder what it looked like before the Seinfeld guys came in.
I don't know.
But yeah, I enjoy it.
I love it.
I still really enjoy it. I watch it occasionally. But yeah, I can tell it didn't really hit the mark with people. Just watch the original animated one if you want the story. I didn't see the new one.
I didn't see the new one either. I kind of don't care.
I saw the trailer for it and I went, oh, that looks bad. Mm. And then I think my cousin's kid, whenever I watch wrestling with my goddaughters, the youngest one is scared of it sometimes. So we put her in another room and just put kids movies on. I remember she was watching it and I'm just like, this looks awful. Mm. This is bad. I do want to say it took years for it to take off, but this did kind of start the trend of let's take a fun, colorful movie and make it like a desaturated, realistic thing. And now we have these shitty Disney remakes.
Yeah.
I blame this partially.
Yeah, but this is good. Why couldn't they look at that and be like, oh, but we can make it better. Instead, they were just like, rehash it, throw like two extra scenes in, we're good.
Yeah.
It'll make money.
And of course, the biggest sin of all that this led to the Cat in the Hat movie. Which honestly, to this day, I don't know if I've seen all the way through.
I saw it all the way through. I've watched it probably twice in my life.
Yeah.
One time for the first time, obviously, and then another time just to be like, was it that bad? bad. It's that bad.
Yes. I definitely have seen all of the movie. I don't think I've ever seen it all in one sitting. It was weird.
It's like Ghostbusters 2016. All of us had to watch it in bits and pieces.
Remember 2008 where I worked at Shopping Bag for 2 days?
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 weeks. It was like 2008. I remember, like, they had a display on, like, a wall somewhere for the Cat in the Hat movie. I'm like, you guys didn't take that down? Like, that's old as shit.
Dude, every time you move, because there's, like, a hole, it looks like his eye's moving, and every single time I'm like...
But yes, that is Ron Howard's Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Let us know what you think of this film. Does this film work for you? Are you disappointed by it? Are you a loyalist to the book and the original and it doesn't work? Did you see the new one? Should I give that a chance? Will I like it? Obviously, I want cartoons for kids, but if I was a kid, would I like it? Yeah, let me know. And look out for our Die Hard, but it's a Christmas movie coming out soon.
It's so good.
And of course, this week I will be putting out the Grinch TV cut video. And if you happen to watch that video first, thanks for coming here and watching the review also. Yeah, the Die Hard thing. You did a great Grinch, Joanna.
Thank you, Tony. You know what's funny? I got a thank you from Joe before you.
Hmm.
This isn't even his movie. This is yours. I had a nice text from Joe saying, like, you killed it. Thank you so much.
I feel like it was all of ours.
All right, I'm leaving.
But no, let me tell them real quick. I just want to rank the Grinches. Did Boris Karloff do the Grinch's voice or was he the narrator? Hold on. I just want to make sure I get this right.
Fancy.
I just want you to know, Johanna, you and everyone will learn, you are my favorite Grinch after Boris Karloff, Jim Carrey, Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy from Terrifier, anyone who's ever played the Grinch at a Universal theme park in the last 20-something years, anyone who's ever played the Grinch in a stage production, anyone who's ever dressed up like the Grinch on Halloween. After all those people, you're my favorite Grinch.
I'm going home.
Happy holidays.
They're playing like Felicia versus Bishamon. And if Bishamon ends with a certain move, you just cut Felicia in half.
Did you make sure to see Orchid's thong? Yeah. Here's 30 more chances as she spins around.
See, you've got the Batgirl shirt on and you're wearing a Robin t-shirt.
Batgirl and Robin to your Batman.
And Turtles is like Star Wars in the, like, Star Wars is a 70s thing that ran into the 80s. Yeah. Turtles started in the 80s, but really grew in the 90s.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.